I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
You disabled my screen sharing.
Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. No. It says for me to ask you to start your video.
Here we go.
Amazing. All right. Who knows? Who knows what's going on here? Well, I can tell you what's going on. Welcome back, folks. Hour number three. And so we started out with CGR Wellness and your good health. And we do encourage you to go and sign up at CGRWellness.com, CGRWellness.com. We want to thank our sponsors, and in particular, Patriot Mobile, PatriotMobile.com/chosen. PatriotMobile.com/chosen will get you signed up for the only truly Christian conservative cell phone company. And we encourage you to get signed up with those folks. PatriotMobile.com/chosen. Let's see. So then last half hour, we talked about Soros's DAs and what to do to unwind that situation with Jonathan Emord. And then in the last half hour, we talked with John Euler about the transgender. And folks, I'm telling you right now, honestly, if you listened to this, you heard me say it. If your child is in public school, leave work right now and remove them. If your child is in public school, leave work right now and remove them. Why? Because starting at 4 years of age, Planned Parenthood, who now is the number one purveyor of female genital mutilation in the country. What do I mean? I mean the transgender transition. And they are starting the introduction at 4 years of age. Alfred Kinsey's program is what's being used for what are called, what's called the National Sex Education Standards. Number one standard, 8 years of age. Number one standard, 8 years of age. The teacher and the school are going to teach your children how to masturbate in school. They're going to show them bananas and cucumbers, and they're going to teach them how to masturbate in school. 8 years old. They are going to talk to teach them how to use hormone blockers without your permission. How to take hormone blockers without your permission. And they are going to explain to them the importance of sexual orientation and how to define it. At 8 years of age. That, when I went to school, when Don and I went to school, that would have been considered child abuse.
And
if Don or I were on the sidewalk walking with these kids, showing them this material and doing this outside of the school, literally they could leave the school, walk down the sidewalk and get onto the public sidewalk. And if Don and I attempted to talk to them about it, it would be considered child abuse. If our child tried, reported one of us, and said we did it with our own kids, it would be child abuse. Mm-hmm. But the school gets to do it with impunity. Leave your job wherever you are, turn around in your car, go to the school, and pull your kid out. And I'll give you a solution, faith prep. It's a homeschool program, Faith Prep. I had Chuck Wolf on earlier this week. I think it'd be a phenomenal thing for you to go and check this out. Faithprep.com. And you can go K through 12 with your kid online in the safety of your own home. And know that your child is not being groomed. I'm just saying. Wow. Don? So, Don, a couple things. I sent you a couple of emails.
Yes.
One of them is, and I'm going to transition here, but it's really, there's a tie-in to this, because this is the church. This is the church, and this is how the church partners with the communists, who are atheists, who are promoting the stuff that I just talked to you about as far as the sexual perversion in schools in order to destroy the moral structure so they can control your children and thus control our country. And how do churches partner with them? Well, they make deals like the Vatican did with China, with the CCP. So they told the CCP where all the underground churches are, where the Catholic underground churches are. They told them where they are, and then they signed an agreement that said, and we're not going to do anything when you go and persecute them and grab them and snatch them and take them and torture them and harvest their organs. We're not going to do anything. We're not going to say anything.
Is this reminiscent of Pius XII and 11th and 12th signing an agreement with the Nazis?
Are you talking about, well, now hang, if you're talking about Pope Pius.
Yeah.
Okay. You need to understand that the document that was put out, the all of that information that was put out, watch this. Because that actually was lies. It was Russian disinformation. And here was the reason why. Now it's real. Now it's not fake. The Pope has gone. As a matter of fact, the Pope right now is in Kazakhstan, which is where Putin and Xi are meeting, and he wouldn't deny that he was potentially going to have another meeting with Xi. But Pope Pius's situation, the issue there was, is that coming out of World War II, the communists were having a problem forcing communism on all of Russia. And the biggest issue, the largest issue, was not the Russian Orthodox Church, but the Catholic Church within Russia.
But this was the movement before the World War. This was the movement when Hitler was just gaining power. And Hitler needed the Catholic Church. He needed that central party in Germany in order to consolidate power. And that's when he went to the Pope and signed an agreement that he would also hate communism if the Pope would give him his support, which the Pope did. And then the result of that was that the central party in Germany actually supported Hitler, and that's how he really was able to consolidate his power. And the reason they did it is because they opposed. I believe that was Pius the 11th, if I'm not mistaken. And the reason he did it is because he hated communists as well, and Hitler convinced the Pope that he was not a communist, which, of course, we all know he really was. He just called himself something different.
Right.
And any time you sign an agreement with the devil, you get stung.
Now Pope Pius did, in fact, rescue hundreds of thousands of Jews.
But wait, you're talking about the one at...
Okay.
There were two of them, right
next to each other.
Right.
Well, the one that rescued the Jews, that was given the award in 1959 posthumously by Israel for all of his efforts,
right.
by the early 1960s, he was referred to, predicated on propaganda, as the Nazi Pope. I don't know, but that he was...
You were talking about two different popes.
Yeah.
You're talking about the one that was in office as Hitler was gaining power, and then the one that came into power after him.
He was in power during World War II when Hitler was in power.
That's correct.
Sign
an agreement with the devil.
Absolutely, you can't.
Anytime you start to believe the devil, you will get burned. We see this time after time after time. It never fails.
Well, Don, it's what's happened in Washington, D.C., to your point. It's exactly, it's these Republicans that say, well, I'm gonna make a compromise agreement with the Democrats on this particular situation or bill or what have you. And what actually they're doing is they're making the deal with the devil, because there's no win in that. None.
Reagan learned that when he said, listen, you guys, if I will grant amnesty if you will promise that after that's granted, we will close the border.
Yep.
Well, he granted amnesty. The border was not closed.
They never did it.
He tried to make a deal with the devil.
Yeah.
Munchen, the guy from West Virginia, is finding that out as well.
Yeah.
He made a deal with the devil, and now he's getting burned, and his end of the deal will not be kept.
Right.
it goes right. on and on and on. And the Pope is going to learn that with China. You
yeah.
sign a deal with the devil. You give what they want, but you never get what they promise. You just never get what they promise.
Well, and unfortunately, this particular Pope has made it pretty clear that he is a globalist. He's for open borders. He's for the destruction of the capitalist system. You know, his stance with regards to some of the moral issues has been wishy-washy, and his stance with regards to the persecution of Christians, he's not been as vocal as he needs to be, especially when one considers the position that he holds and the Catholic Church. And there's a lot of my Catholic friends feel exactly the same way. Back with more after this.
I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. It's a product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my very special guest, wait, that's not right. There we go. My very special guest is Don Jans, and you can find him, by the way, at CG Contributors. CG Contributors, Don Jans, and you can pick up. He's got a brand new book that's getting ready to come out. He'll be dropping that here pretty quickly. But My Grandchildren's America was the one that started it all. We actually have a copy here, right here behind me. And this is called The Road to Tyranny. And it's funny, I had a gal that actually made a donation recently, from the church that we go to locally. And she made a donation, and I said, well, let me bless you with this. And so I brought it to her, and she said, oh, I've already read that. And I was like, well, cool, give it to a friend. So The Road to Tyranny, she really liked it. She said it was great. She really enjoyed it. And but she had already, she had already read it. So I encourage you to, pick up the book by Don Jans, The Road to Tyranny. And for a donation today, you can make a donation to us today, and we will be more than happy to send you a copy of the book. You can do that by either going to paypal.me/PastorGreg or the Cash App, or you can do it via the Venmo, which is at PastorGregCGR. So we'd like a donation of about $25 is what we'd like to see, and then we will send you a free copy of the book. As a gift to say thank you. All right, Don, you were talking with me as we were kind of going into it about the similarities between, the way the communists take over versus the way that the Muslims kind of do the same thing.
There's a lot of similarities between the communists and the Muslims, tremendous number of similarities. One of them is the communists. The left has always operated on the basis that the ends justify the means. As long as you can move forward to their so-called utopia, whatever you do, lie, cheat, kill, murder, doesn't make any difference. Whatever you do, if it moves forward their agenda, then that's a good thing. Then they say, wow, weren't you wonderful? Well, the Muslims say the same thing. They say you can do whatever you need to do. You can lie, you can cheat, you can drink, you can carouse with women, do whatever you want as long as you're moving forward. And this is why those people who flew those planes into our buildings that the Democrats now tell us is not near as serious as what we who believe in God, family and Christ, our God, family and country, we're the real serious terrorists. It wasn't the Muslims, but those people who flew went undetected simply because they lived under that Muslim rule, where they could live and they could ignore all of the Muslim laws and rules so long as they were moving forward the agenda of taking over America through their efforts.
Well, Takiyah, the lies and the deceit and the deception.
Right. And that's how the left, that's how the devil has always worked.
Yeah.
Oh, God said you shouldn't eat of that tree. No, that didn't really mean that. You can certainly eat of it. It won't cause any harm. It was done then. It's being done today, and it's being done by the same motivation that the devil did it. Folks, we're dealing with evil, and until we understand that, these people have no other goal than to destroy our way of life, which first of all is the family. And right. They will take your kids from you in any way they can.
Well, and the fact of the matter is now is that they have taken your children. They own your kids at the school. That's the part that I think most folks are beginning to understand. One of the good things that came out of this whole pandemic, you know, Don, was that parents began to wake up and realize what was happening to them and what was happening to their kids, because they started to look at their textbooks and say, wait a minute, what, they're doing what? No, 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 no. Now, of course, if you did that, if you do that, if you show up at the school board meetings and you say anything, all of a sudden you're the domestic terrorist. Don, we talk about brush fires of freedom. We're going to have got about a minute and a half left here. How can folks best light that kind of fire in themselves and in their neighbors?
I was asked that question last night on another program, and I go back to when we go back and we look in January of 1776, there was not a real, real strong movement amongst people for independence. And then Thomas Paine wrote Common Sense. And when he wrote Common Sense, he simply told the truth. And when the people started to understand the truth, they started to read Common Sense. They discussed it amongst themselves. And through that discussion, by talking openly and honestly with your friends, your neighbors, your acquaintances, and you start to understand the truth, then you light those fires. It was common sense that enabled the Declaration of Independence to be written and declared as signed. This is what we have to do, people. You have to dig in deep. I'm reading another book on Marx, a pro-Marx book, and I learn more things. I learn more about their dishonesty and their evilness. And you have to do that. And then start discussing it. That's setting a brush fire of freedom.
Okay, there you go. Well, you know, what is it? I think it's Shin Tzu, right? The Art of War.
Yeah.
You know, you have to understand your enemy. And I think, you know, it's one of the reasons people will say, you know, why does God allow, you know, evil to happen or bad things? Why doesn't he just plain wipe it out? Well, because when you get the contrast, when you understand that evil, you turn to good. You're like, wait, I don't want that in my life. And so important. All right, we're out of time. We'll be back with more. I got another half hour coming up for you. Don Jans, thanks for being here. My Grandchildren's America is the website. And we'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this brief break. Get more at the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Back with more after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur, the dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process. Reduces emissions and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Hey, welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. And I just sent off an email. We'll see if he's able to join us. It's very last minute, but we'll see. Tom McHale is the Director of Public Policy and Digital Media at American Constitutional Rights Union, and we'll see if he's able to jump on to the call. I just sent him over the information. My apologies that I was late in sending it to him, so that's all on me. But we'll see. I missed the email. For some reason, the email did not come through until just now. Not surprising. Let me write him. For missing the email, he can come on right. Oh, it would help if I launched, wouldn't it? Goodness gracious. Okay. Yeah. How about if I do that? There. Sitting here waiting for him to join me, and he can't join me if I'm not on. I am on. There we go. Well, I've got a gnat that's trying to attack me. It's been very interesting. All right. There we go. You see two of me. If he joins me, then I'll bring that other screen back up. Well, Constitution Day is tomorrow, by the way, and boy, is there a more significant time for us to be looking at our Constitution than right now? I can't think of it. The Constitution, I believe, is under huge attack right now, and the first five elements found in the First Amendment. You may not be familiar with all of those, but freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom to peacefully assemble, and the freedom to redress our government. Isn't that amazing? All of those are in the First Amendment. Five of the most critical freedoms we enjoy are all found in the First Amendment. The freedom of religion. And the connection, and this is something that David Shostakis spoke about on Wednesday, who is our constitutional originalist attorney that comes on with me on a weekly basis. But when you consider that you have a situation where there's a Declaration of Independence that is made, and it is really the foundation upon which the Constitution and its articles are based. Without one, you don't have the other. And you need that Declaration of Independence, in particular its preamble. And I would normally have that kind of memorized, but it's not coming to me today that clearly. Let me see. Here we go. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. It starts out with the unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Our foundational concept is found in the Declaration of Independence. And then the U.S. Constitution and its rights and liberties and guarantees, well, those are established and are founded and are based upon what the Declaration says. The Declaration of Independence has laid a foundation here. It is stated that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The preamble to the Constitution begins, "We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union," recognizing that there was a problem with the union that they had been a part of, a problem with how things were being done and how the king was administering the law. There he is. Hi, Tom. Hey, can you hear me, sir? See if he can hear me. Maybe. Let me see if there's anything that I need to do on my end. No, we're good. I think I'm okay. Always, there's always a technical thing that comes about, and we'll have Tom join us in a second. So here we have this establishment, this Declaration of Independence that declares that there are issues, that the people are not happy, not satisfied with Britain, with the king. And, you know, something that I've talked a lot about on the program that I think is very important, and that is to understand that everyone else around the world was under some form of kingship. They were all colonies, and they were under kings. And our founders said, you know what? We have decided that we're going to do something different. We have decided that this king thing's not working out so good. And it's predicated on what 1 Samuel 8 says, which is that the king's going to take all the best of everything from you and use it for himself. And use it for, well, for himself, for what he's created. I mean, understand that, you know, when we think about, we just recently, the Queen of England passed away. She was the monarch for 70 years. But the Queen of England and the monarchy as it exists today is an entirely different animal than the King of England that existed over 240 years ago and the way in which kings ran their kingdoms. People had no rights. The king made the decisions, and it was all predicated on if you were born into the family. It was all predicated very much like what happens in India with our ministry over there, where you have a lower caste. And if you're not born outside of that lower caste, you have, well, you have little chance of elevating yourself. It's one of the reasons that they're having a challenge with us. I'll be back right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you, and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur, the dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And, well, we made it. So I'm very pleased to welcome the Director of Public Policy and Digital Media for the American Constitutional Rights Union. We've had Lori Roman on for a number of years, actually, off and on, and recently Alan West, and it's a pleasure to welcome Tom to the program. I was explaining to folks how our founders had basically said, look, we're going to do something different here. We don't want a king. And the connection between the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, and how the Constitution doesn't stand, because a lot of people like to take those two documents, especially right now, and just create this massive separation and discard the Declaration of Independence, and then try to say that the Constitution is, you know, what, archaic and outdated and you know, really just needs to be discarded.
I think a lot of people don't understand the difference between principles and policies. And I'm going to latch right on to what you just said about the archaic nature of it. And the Constitution is all about principles, which by definition are timeless. You know, those are things like right and wrong, good and evil, what at the very highest level, right? But the Constitution was never designed to lay out the specific procedures and policies for all the decisions we're going to make. It laid out a framework on which we can make those decisions, being a self-representative form of government. You know, it gave us the ground rules. I actually like to look at those documents that you described as a three-legged stool. You know, the Declaration of Independence is how things should be. Mm-hmm. The Constitution as the framework, or think of the wood framing on a house being built, and the Bill of Rights, which I believe you just kind of lumped in with the Constitution, rightfully mm-hmm. so, as kind of a check and balance, right? You know, to further clarify limitations of power that we've granted the government.
Which, unfortunately, that's the challenge that we face today, is that we see an encroaching government, and we see new things that have been created by the government, unfortunately, that are definitely not a part of the Constitution. Like, oh, I don't know, an administrative state, for example, you know, entities like the BLM and the IRS and the EPA and so on and so on and so on and so on. that you know, if our founders came back and looked at those things, they say, "What in the world have you done to yourselves?"
But you know what I'd like to think of, given the hot topic of the day, inflation, is we've been having a serious case of rights inflation for some years now. Right? I mean, natural rights are very simple when you get down to it. Those are those things granted by God to us, you know, as his children and humans, right?
Yeah.
They aren't things we make up or feel good about. We're natural rights. But we've been having this inflationary process where everything's a right now. Yeah? The right to a house, a right to a free college education, you know, a right to Lucky Charms for breakfast every day. You know, pick your poison. But, well, we've made everything a right, haven't we? Yeah.
Well, and it's interesting because, you know, rights then are also determined by, you know, kind of an arbitrary set of favored elite individuals to many degrees as well. You know, I've been talking quite a bit this morning about what's been going on and what's happening with the sex education of our children and schools, and how schools have essentially taken over and basically said that parents don't have any rights and that all the rights are reserved for the school over the child as soon as you drop that child off. That is not in any way, shape, or form what our Constitution would imply, although it's interesting, and there's been a lot of discussion about creating a parental right, if you will, as a constitutional amendment, because some people argue that there is no parental right in the Constitution.
Okay. That one falls under the self-evident category to me, but you might
agree. No, I agree with you. I wholeheartedly agree with you. I think it makes, you know, you have a child and until that child is, you know, of the age of consent, which I think is somewhat described relative to, you know, where your constitutional rights come in, right? There's a certain age at which you have certain rights and certain liberties guaranteed to you under the Bill of Rights. So I think until that point in time that it becomes the parent's responsibility to make sure that those rights of that child are protected in association with the parental right.
Yeah. I have children myself, grown and grandchildren now, and I kind of look at it exactly that way. It is my responsibility. To protect their rights, you know.
Right. Well, and to make sure that they're not victimized and that there's not a school system that's, you know, perverting those kinds of things, nor conditioning them to pervert their physical temple either, which seems to be the in vogue thing to do.
You know, I can't remember when I had my children and we were doing the birth certificate paperwork. I do not remember signing my children over to the state.
No.
Is that part of the process? I don't think so.
I don't believe that it's a part of the process. I actually, to be honest, Tom, this morning, I've been telling people, you need to leave work and you need to go pick your kids up and you need to take them out of school. Until you can get your school to tell you that they're not going to follow the National Sex Education Standardized Program. Because the things that are in that program, 8-year-olds now in under that program are being taught masturbation.
In school.
They're being taught how to take hormone blockers. 8 years old. I don't see where the school would have the right under our Constitution to usurp parental authority and force children to participate in this kind of experimental Alfred Kinsey type stuff.
Yeah. Well, back to your discussion about parents' responsibility. I mean, the We misinterpret so many of the words in the original Constitution these days. The right to happiness is top of the list for misinterpretation. I mean, at the time it was written, one might think of happiness as not joy or finding $100 in the street, but well-being, you know, general well-being was the intent of that phrase. You know, certainly doing all these types of things are radically infringing on that right, you know, the weakest among us. Right?
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt, no doubt. I know our time is really short. ACRU, just very quickly, and that is the American Constitutional Rights Union, and they do a lot of great work fighting for constitutional rights and upholding the Constitution. Mm-hmm. I tell you what I'd like to do, Tom, if I can I invite you to come back on Monday? Do you think you might have time?
I would love to.
I'm extending that invitation to you because our time is short and my email was not working, which is why I missed getting you on for this segment, and we have run out of time, so I'm going to invite you to come back on Monday. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere so we can book that. And folks, God bless you. Have an incredibly wonderful weekend, and I'll be back with you on Monday. I've got a great program lined up for you on Monday. You're not going to want to miss a minute of it. Back with that. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up. And in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil so you all might enter into his rest.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village. With the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in poor and needy communities, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical...